Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, for your mercy never fails. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I am ashamed of the goodness of God.
Father, we thank you, we praise you, O God, for your goodness, for your mercy. We're going to start the program early today. The woman is, God is on the line, and just started recording. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this morning. Thank you for waking us up and blessing us with the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to enter into this day that we have never seen before, and surely we will never, ever see this day again. But, oh, God, we come this morning with a heart of repentance. We asking your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness. Lord, we come repenting of every thought, every word, every action that we may have. We have committed known or not known. We ask your forgiveness. We ask your God to allow us to sit at your table this morning and eat of the food and drink of the water that you give us this morning. Lord, we pray this morning that you will use this woman of God as your very oracle here on earth to speak your truth, O God. Lord, allow her to decrease this morning that you might increase. Lord, let it be none of her, but all of you. Lord, use her eyes and her ears and her lips of clay that as she see and hear, she will speak, God. Father God, we ask, Lord, this morning that you illuminate your word before her eyes. Let her see what no one else has seen before, Lord God, that we will get what you have us to have this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on, Apostle, come on in, Apostle Millie, and let the Lord Jesus use you by his spirit. Come on in.
Lord, this morning, praise the Lord. I thank God for another opportunity to bring his word this morning. And I thank
God, Lord.
I will see Apostle David Callender. Thank God for his wife, his whole family, and to Pastor Linder and Bishop James Washington and their entire family. And whoever may be on the line, I praise God for you this morning. I thank him again and again for so much he has done for me. And we're going to be speaking this morning from Matthew, I always say St. Matthew 5:14. And it reads, "You are the light of the world. A city that sits upon a hill cannot be hidden." And my subject this morning, a spiritual light. I'm talking about that spiritual light, because we know God is a spirit. Amen. And he put his spirit when we gave our life unto him. And, you know, as I was talking about yesterday, when we was born again, he put his spirit in us. So he went on to tell us that we are the light of the world. Now, you know, in the beginning, he was talking about he, which is he. He is the light. And then we got him in us, and he's in us, and we in him, we become that light too. Amen. He said, "Ye are the light of the world." He said, we are the reflection of his light, because we came from him. Amen. He is the main light. He's that light, that city that sits up on the hill. A light will not, cannot be hidden. We can't be hidden. I'm talking about when you truly been born again and the spiritual light in you, you cannot be hidden. You know, I don't care if there's a big crowd of people. If anybody can, you know, get close to you, they're going to see the reflection of your light. They will see it. Because that reflection of your light is the glory of God within you. If you are living as a holy life, most people don't think about that, a holy life. But we know, the Bible says, we got to be holy, amen. In order for us to have the spiritual life, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, I fit the spirit, I fit." I ain't talking about that. I'm not saying you will never fear God, amen. You know, some people feel God in so many ways. I have seen people sitting in the church, and I talk about the church a lot because I know we're supposed to be the church, not that building. And the preacher preached the word, and I see people crying because at that particular time they be under conviction. But still, at that time, they don't sell out to God. And so this is why I say, and I often say, we just can't be halfway, halfway. He didn't make his way a halfway. He said his way is a straight way. So that let us know we got to get straight. And I'm not saying straight perfect, because we ain't nobody perfect, but we supposed to every day of our life, anything that we know not let him, we supposed to put it down, and we give him that straight and narrow way. We walk in that straight and narrow way. And what I'm saying about that, we ain't going to go out there and willfully do or commit any sin. We're not going to do that. We're going to live righteousness according to his word of God, I said, the word of God, and he will give us a spiritual light that will shine in us. The light will never go out long as we stay with Jesus. Amen. In the word of God say, the 15th verse, neither do men light a candle and put it up on a bush, but up on a candlestick, they may give light unto all that is in the house. And if you have the spiritual light, you're not, like I said, you're not going to hide it. When somebody come, or you might be in the house with so many people, you're not going to run behind the door and hide yourself. No. It don't, it, when I look at that, that brings me back. When Jesus came into my life, I thought about what Jesus did. Everything he did it openly. And so why should I want to hide the Jesus on the inside of me? I want to be out where I can glow that somebody in darkness and see the glory. They might don't know what that is. And they can inquire and ask me. All I can do is lead them to Jesus. Lead them to Jesus, the merchants I know, for no man know it all. Amen. God got a people for everybody. Because you might be high and you can't reach the one in the middle of you. Might be low and we can't reach the one higher than us. So God can use any and everybody if you live that righteous life. But he's saying you're gonna put that light, you're gonna put it high so it can be seen. You're gonna light that candlestick and you're gonna put it up on the candlestick holster, and that light will bring light in the house. Amen. He said, you is not gonna hide up on the bush, but you want that room to be bright. And going back, even like sometimes we have bad weather in my area, and in my life on my side of the street, they go out. So when I get a candlestick, light my candle, I'm going to put it up on the table so it will give more room in that room. And if it's a big candle, it will put a little more room out going toward my bathroom, like I can see. But now, if I take that candle and put it up under that table, the cover of that table is going to smother the light out some. So God don't want our light to be smothered. He wants our light to be seen. And that's why he said, we are a city that sits up on a hill that cannot be seen. Hallelujah. Because when you throw your eyes up, you know, we always like to talk about New York City, but I can even talk about Tuscaloosa City in the night. You can go to, in certain areas you stand, you can just look around, you can see the beautiful light all over Alabama. Same way in New York, you can look out your woman and just look all over the beautiful light. Those lights is high. And if you're not blind, you can see the light. Amen. So he went on top. We're talking about our spiritual light now. You know, a spiritual light, like I say, the Lord, once you give your light to God, and God fill us with his Holy Spirit, it's a light God put in us, and we're going to live that light out daily. Oh, a lot of people said we're going to walk it out daily. We're going to do the things that is of God. We're going to stay in prayer. We're going to fast. Sometimes a lot of people say God put them on fast. Fine. Or I like God put me on a fast. Or either I just say, Lord, I want to go on a fast today because, you know, I just want to keep myself, because fasting don't, they fasting for everything now. You know, I like to fast and let the word of God say. So I like to keep myself. line up with the word of God. Ain't fasting for no house, ain't fasting for no car, ain't fasting for no man, all this stuff. You can fast and what, but God gave us in Isaiah 58. But people say, well, I want fasting because I want me a BMW. Well, that is your business. I'm talking about a spiritual. I'm talking about a spiritual light. I'm talking about a light that I want men to see within me. Not I don't say a dim light. When your light is dim, but let me know it's so much more we got to work on. You know, we ain't going around trying to judge and nobody. But we know that it needs to be sharpened up. That light needs to be lit up a little bit higher. And sometimes I know you can't really approach a person because they think they've got all of that and this. But one thing for sure, we got a mouth we can open up and pray God to the individual. Lord, maybe these things haven't came to them, but Lord, I ask you to touch them. I ask you to speak to their spirit. And these things need to be changed. But everybody want to fast and fast. Oh, I want a 2- or 3-story house. That 2- or 3-story house ain't got nothing to do with your soul. Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with where you're going to spend eternity at. So I'm talking about a spiritual life. Be filled with the Spirit of God. And you live what God tells you to live according to his word. And when you have that spiritual life in you, you will be obedient unto God. And when you've been obedient to God, I said, you're gonna follow his word line up on line. Mm-hmm. I said, his word. Obedience to God. Although the scriptures say we got to obey those that have ruler over us. And if a person really have ruler over us that is spiritual, they're going to lead you the right way. They ain't going to, you know, they ain't going to say, I got the spirit, but, you know, I'm going one way, you go another. No, no, no. They're going to lead you. He or her will lead you in the right way of the Lord. And then the Bible went on to say, like I had said earlier, let your light shine. Let it shine before men that they may see your good work. Now, you know, a lot of people want to say, well, I'm going to church, I'm paying my tithe, that's good work. But let me go ahead and finish this scripture out. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The proper work that I'm talking about is your good work. Work that glories, don't glorify men, but he'll glorify your Father. Amen. When you do the things God told us to do, he told us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take care of the sick, give to those in prison, give those poor people food. The people don't think about nothing about themselves. They'll tell you quick. I don't mind giving, but I work for mine, let them work for theirs. That is not a person that has the spiritual light within them. Amen. Because God told us in his word, well, Jesus Christ, he is God. He told us in his word, we're going to have the poor with us always. People's need. And instead of you reaching out and helping, you closing your hand up, but you still professing that you got that spiritual life. Now, it's time that we get it like the word in the Bible said, not what somebody have just told us. We got to let our light shine. We got to let our light shine. So wherever we go, somebody going to see our light. They're going to see that spiritual light. They're going to begin to talk about that spiritual light and say, God, this is where you want me to walk, to live, to dress, to talk. It's a different comes in your life. Amen. And we're going to go to the book of John 1 minute. But I'm still talking about that life. Amen. John, let me see, 1 and 5. No, I'm going to John 1 and 4, please. I hope you can hear me. 1 and 4, John the Gospel. He said, In him was life, and the life was the light. And when we got in him, we're talking about in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus put the light in man, and the life was the light of man. We got Jesus is our source of that light. And if we say that we know Jesus in the pardon of our sin, and when you say you know somebody, you know, truly know somebody, you're going to have that type of spirit. I'm talking about even Jesus. I'm talking about these folks in this world now. I ain't talking about man. I'm talking about my Savior, Jesus Christ. You're gonna act like him. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When he gives you that light, his light, you're gonna think heavenly things. You're not going to think evil stuff. You're not going to think how you could rob or kill somebody. You're going to think things above, which is good things. You're going to have that source, life source of life within you. The fifth verse say, and the light shines in darkness. What I'm saying, I said before. And he said, and the doctor comes. Comprehend it not. What I was saying before, if you got the light, that spiritual light in you, you ain't going to try to hide yourself. Amen? Because if you got the light in you and you stand in a dark place, that light going to shine up that dark place. Amen? He's going to shine it up. You ain't going to try to hold back. Amen? You can't stop that light. You can't stop that light from shining because what? You got Jesus on the inside of you. Amen. The light he was talking about, the whole world can get this light. If the whole world accepts Christ. Amen. There's nothing that can stop you from getting the light of Christ Jesus, that spiritual light. Nobody but yourself. But everybody, that if you repent of your sins and you ask him to come in your life and be your Lord, God will give you that spiritual light. You know, we as a people today, we don't have no excuse. We don't have no excuse. And the ninth verse say, the ninth verse say in John, thank you, Jesus. Let me go back to the eighth verse. The eighth verse in John, he said, he was not that light. He's talking about John now. John, we know John came to bear witness of the light. But he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. And we know John, he did bear witness of the light. He came to make the pathway for God. Amen. That man can see the light. But the neighbors say, that was the true light. Now, the true light is Christ Jesus. He is the light, Jesus. He is the only true light. He said, which light every man who come into the world. Now, like I say, when you're born into this world, you come in and you got it. All you do, because, no, I always feel, and I believe in my heart, when we born in this world, we already have the spirit. But now it's left up to us to, you know, get the footings there on. Because, you know, Jeremiah said, God told Jeremiah, he said, other words, for I knew you. And before I put you in your mother's womb, I knew you. So if God knows, he know Jeremiah then. He know us. He know every child that he has placed in the womb of their mother.
Chew. Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead, Apostle.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Apostle. I hear you. Okay. I was calling you to pull you in anyway.
Okay,
but
then I'm
there.
Calling you too. Okay, bye bye. Okay, right. Going back to the ninth verse, he said, "That was the true light, which light is every man who come into the world." And we know that Jesus Christ came into the world. And he had his spiritual was already into me. He knew us. He put a light. But now as we grow, it left up to men to really get established in Christ Jesus and get that true fulling of that true life. Because I said in Jeremiah, he said to Jeremiah, before he put you in Jeremiah's mother womb, he already knew it. So that let me know before I came into this earth, he already knew me. Amen. And every man, I feel, have a part of the Spirit of God. But it left up to us that we would want to search the Word and see that if we found in the Word, because it's so important that we be found in the Word. And we can become that spiritual light. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be, a walking spirit anyway. Amen. And, you know, he wanted to tell us that Christ is the only, some of the only true light. Amen. And that was five. We're going to go to 535 or join the fifth chapter and the 35. Let me see what he has there. Okay. I know there was John talking. He said, "For he was a burning and a shining light." Mm-hmm. "And you was willing for a season to rejoice in the light." Yeah, that's true. When people ain't really got him down in their heart real like he supposed to, you serve him for a season. You served him for a season, but then you began to go backwards. But I'm talking about a spiritual light. He said, the light alone is Christ. When you get that Christ and him alone in your life, you're not going to have the mind to go out here and do things, you know, that it's not the will of God. You know, the light. The true light. He is the true light. You know, a lot of time, because Jesus, yeah, we know he loved us. We know he said he'll be with us until the end of the world. And we know he said he's our shepherd and we shall not want. We know he is our deliverer. When we go through things or have things in our life we need deliverance from. And we know he's a good God. And then, you know, people are telling us, because he's a good God, he'll do the things I ask. Oh, no. You better make sure the thing that you ask is lined up with his word. Because you can ask for something that not line up in his word. You will not get it. Now, I know in some cases, People have prayed for things, prayed for, you know, like I said, well, maybe God get tired and God give it to him. I don't think he get tired, but sometimes he would teach us. Okay, I will let you have this, but when you get it, you're going to wait. You're going to hate you ever gotten it, because God is not. He said not one title, not one little jaunt, not a little inch of his word would fail. Everything he said, it will stand forever. So God ain't going to go back on his word. Mm-mm. No. We're not just running a contest in this earth. We're supposed to be living a Christian, a godly life. And we're going to look at the money. You know, it's a contest. Some may have 4,000. And they think, oh, I gave that 4,000 to church, oh, I can do anything. And then here go some and say, I'm going to give 50,000. Now, because I gave the 50,000 and I ain't living, now you think God going to let me come in his kingdom? No, ma'am. No, sir. If I hadn't walked this spiritual walk and talked this spiritual talk, especially when you're talking, you need to live it. Amen. You need to live this thing. It can't be just a word you talk about. I've got the Holy Spirit, and I can do what I want to do. No, God doesn't work like that. Christ Jesus, that was not his intention. He's a good God. Amen. We're going to go to Ephesians 5 and 8. Ephesians 5 and 8, okay? Because so many times people feel like, well, because I felt his spirit, I got his spirit, I got church. It's good to get a church now, you know. It's good to feel his spirit, but, you know, this thing's supposed to be on the inside of us every day. It's not like, oh, when I do good, you know, I can feel him. But what about your daily walk? Your daily walk. Amen. You know, some people have the, I'm going to say, they want to say, I got the spiritual light around my friends, and my guests in my house. But then let's say we go out to the mall. You mix with some everybody, as I say. And you let somebody hop in front of you. They going to see how much spirit you got. Uh-huh. Because before you know it, that devil been popped up in you, and you going to act very ungodly. And there's people standing all around. So I'm talking about the spirit. When you got that spirit, you got a God in you. That God going to teach you. Amen. Like I said, you put a briar in a mule mouth. You can't talk. When the Holy Spirit get in there, he'll briar your mouth up. For the things of the world, we aren't supposed to say. But the things of spirit, God will let us say it. Amen. He will keep us. That Holy Spirit, that light on the inside, will keep us. Amen. He'll keep us. I just believe that everybody that profess Jesus ought to want to be kept. You ought to want to be kept. But in Ephesians 5 and 8, he says, For you were sometime in darkness, or you light in the Lord. Let me read that again. He said, for you were sometime in darkness. He said, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. So he's still telling us, yeah, there was a time you was in darkness. Uh-huh. And you couldn't walk as God. Amen. I'm talking about the spiritual. We're walking spiritual darkness now, but when you come to the Lord, you are spiritual. You are the spiritual light. It said, are you, I mean, you are the light of the Lord. Once you give God your life, once you live in according to his word, amen. And I believe in my heart, and this is my belief, that if anyone do what the word of God said, you try in your best. I know I haven't found no scripture where Jesus said try your best. No, he said live the word. But I'm speaking of this next word. I'm trying my best to live daily what the word of God is saying. And we say, tell you what to do and all that. You know, you will be a righteous person in God's sight. But now I ain't found nowhere, and I'm not telling you it's in the word where he said try. He ain't tell you try nothing. But it's a statement. People say, well, I'm trying to live this life. No, and you ain't got to try to live it. When he come into you, you will live it. Because you won't have that old man telling you what to do. Amen. We won't have that old man. Oh, I know a man down the street. He sells some liquor. Let's go down there and get us a little bit. Oh, ain't none of my church people around me. Yeah, I'm going down there when I get ready. I won't have that mindset. But when I got the Spirit of God living on the inside of me, and I know people going back and forth down the street. I know they ain't going for the right thing. What I would do, as the Spirit of the light is on the inside of me, I am going to pray. And I would ask God, whoever that person is, I ask you, Lord, to save them. Give them a heart. They want to be saved. God, the people will stop running here and there for the things that they have, things that not like you. But God put a change within their heart, and that when they come then, that person will give them the word. Amen. Because there have been a lot of people who have gotten saved at different places in the world and have gotten saved because maybe the person they was dealing with in the beginning, they wasn't. But then it's a change come in their life, and then when they go back, they're going to see a change. And if that person really like them as a friend, I'm talking about a friend, they're going to be asking, what's wrong? What changes? Why you don't stop doing this? And they'll tell them, because Jesus has came in my heart. And I'm talking about when that spiritual light is, he is in the heart. And when something's in the, you know that heart. It's the main part of man, a life, that heart. When we get that spiritual life in our heart, and you get it just right, there it will be nothing that will block you. Now the devil will try, I said, but it will not be. Because you're going to stay prayed up. You're going to start to, but when you see those spirits coming and are coming, and you can feel them coming in the air, you can abhor them right then. And you can send them back, which they came. Oh, yes, you can. You can send them back. From which it came. Because God gave us that power. We can walk as children in the light. We don't have to continue to walk in darkness. Oh, today I got them. Oh, tomorrow, no. I don't feel like it. Somebody might say, hey, let's study the word together today. I just don't feel like it today. I got something else to do. What you got to do? Well, I just want to rest. I just want to be left alone. No. The Bible told us, and it tells us if you read it, we don't know when he's coming back, so we can't afford to just sit up and out of time away. We got to keep our eyes steadfast upon his word, because he is the word. Each day could be your last day in that spiritual light. And if we stay in that spiritual light, ain't no way. There's no way
ain't no way. And people, well, you're going to do it sometime. You're going to do this sometime. Well, if you do it, he said, you sin. We got to do pray to our Father. We got to pray. Your spirit just get all tangled up and you don't know what's going on. But the Holy Spirit know what's going on. Amen. You can't pray like you want to pray, but the Spirit will make an intercession for you. Hallelujah. He'll pray to our Father, and our Father will give us a breakthrough. Amen. We don't have no excuse. And like I said, if a man do sin, you do repent. You don't stay there. You get up. So we don't have no excuses. So I love the spiritual light. I love to say I got the spiritual light in me. In me. He shines in me. Amen. And if things come in your life, try to make the light dim, I bind it. I bind it up. Devil, you is a lie. You is a lie. God gave us joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. And so many people saying they got Jesus. Yeah, we have problems. The world is full of problems. Every time we turn the TV on, we see so much disaster in the world. But I just lift my hand before my Savior, and I will just pray. I will pray. And I do that every day. And for people that neighbor surround me, I pray. I can't afford. I just can't afford to sit down and add my time away. Because I want to be ready when he comes. Amen. I'm talking about that spiritual. I'm talking about a spiritual light. If you got that spirit, God's spirit in you, you're going to have a light, and your light supposed to be bright. And then sometimes people want to walk over you. Oh, they walk over you like you're nobody. But you wait till something happens. And they want to break your door down, or they want to ring your phone off. Uh-huh. They want to, okay, take your time. Use their time. I tell them quick. Now, you're not going to waste my time. And a lot of people might don't agree, but you're not going to waste my time every time you turn around talking about some things. Now, if you want to ask me to pray, I'm willing. I'm willing to pray for you. But you want to waste my time talking about this and that. I don't care. Someone look at me funny. I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't care. Well, what about CNN? I don't care. And the reason I say I don't care, because I already know. He already told me what's going to happen. So I'm praying that when everything do happen, that I'll be able to stand. I'll be able to stand. But I will pray for them. But I'm promising, I ain't going to be getting upset, oh, this ain't happening, What did Jesus tell us? He told us. And if we have that spiritual light, ain't nothing going to pass by us hidden. God will reveal. He will reveal, and he will show us things to come before they even come. We got to stay ready. Keep that spiritual light burning down in your soul. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. But no, no, no. People don't have time. They don't have time. Amen. They don't have time. You need to keep that light burning. That spiritual light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to go to right now. Hallelujah. That was Ephesians. I'm going to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, okay. Let me see if that. Keep that. No, I'm sorry. We're going to go to the book of Psalms.
is talking about a spiritual life. Spiritual life in Christ Jesus. Now he said, and the Lord is my light. A light. I'm talking about the light is Christ Jesus within us. He is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. I shall not be afraid. Now, he let us know he is our light. And we say we have his spirit, so his spirit is our light. His spirit that lives on the inside of us. Amen. He provides his spirit. He sent his Holy Spirit back in this earth. Amen. Because we need that spirit of the living God. We need it every day. Amen. The spirit of the living God. And if we have that spirit, if we have his spirit, we got everything that we need. And we'll continue each day to apply the word into our life. Amen. That spirit will grow stronger and stronger as we grow in the knowledge of our Almighty God. He is that light. He is that light that's shining down in our soul. And Christ Jesus is that light. And he's the Holy Spirit. Because he said he was going to send us the Holy Spirit. And that's what he's sending back to us. That's what we have in this earth. I said that is a weapon for us. We got the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit of God is life. Is life. The soul of man in this earth. Amen. And we don't have to get ourselves out, bowed all down with the things going on, because he already let us know according to his word. And if anything else, he's going to tell us. He's going to tell us what happened. He's going to tell you. He's going to say, he'll tell you. Sometimes he just tell you, come out and tell you. Watch this, watch that. He's going to speak to us. He'll speak to your ear. He'll speak to your heart. That Holy Spirit, he's our light. And I'm talking about the light. The light is Jesus. Amen. And that light will never go out. That spiritual light. And I say everybody needs that spiritual light. You might say you don't, but you need it. If you profess Jesus, you need it. You need that light. Amen. The light that will never turn to darkness. If you have that light, you can have the right standard with God. But if you don't have that light, you're not going to have the right standard with God. I mean, you can say what you want, but you're not going to have it. Hallelujah. I praise God for the light. I praise him for this light. Amen. And I'm going to see can I find this scripture. If I can, I will read this one real quick. Isaiah 60:20, I think I see it. 20. Okay, yeah. Isaiah 60:20. And he's talking about your son, S-U-N, shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be your everlasting light. I'm still talking about the Lord. I'm talking about the spiritual life, which is the Lord. He is our everlasting light. And the day of your morning shall be in. In other words, his light, his glory, hallelujah, it will always be with us.
Amen. He will be within us long as we stay in Jesus. Amen. I just thank God for this word. And again, I don't have, my Bible don't go and have all these other scriptures, but I have gave y'all today, and I hope I have said something that somebody got something out of it. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of Apostle Callender.
Praise God, praise God. Father, we thank you and praise you, God, for the word that we have heard today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to the spiritual light. We thank you for the woman of God, your servant that you have used today to declare and decree your truth.
Yes.
We ask, oh God, that you would, oh God, anoint her afresh, oh God, for all that she has did.
Yes,
coming out
Lord.
Of her busy time and coming filling in the spaces that need to be filled in.
Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Ask that you anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Lord, continue to complete the healing that you have begun in her body.
Yes,
Lord, and touch her family members that need to be touched, Lord God, those that are saved and those that are not saved.
Amen.
Draw them to you by the light that you allow them to shine through her. Allow her family members, her friends and associates to see the light that's in her life and on
yes.
her life, that
yes.
they might get to know you as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I was blessed by the word. The
Thank
word
you,
of
Lord.
God is always good. And you said so much pertaining to the light of God.
Amen.
You know, Bishop is having a test today. Wants you
yeah.
some checkups today.
Yes.
And we know that all of his tests should be normal.
Amen.
We know that he will have a supernatural report.
Amen.
When he gets back here.
Yes, yes,
we
yes.
just thank God for the time that we was able to come to his table this morning and feast. You know,
Amen.
Every time you come to the Lord's table, you are coming to feast of what the Lord has already prepared
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world for us to feast on. So we never like to open the line before we do the prayer of salvation. And I have my own way of doing it. Everybody
Amen.
Do it their way. But the Bible says, and this is all coming out the Bible,
mm-hmm.
your soul is immortal. It
mm-hmm.
will never die. But as it separates from your body, there are two possible destinations for it: heaven, eternity with God, everlasting happiness, or eternity without God, everlasting
Amen.
Suffering. There is only one person in this world with the ability to choose where you are going to live eternally. You may say that that person is God, but God says in his word, the Bible, that that person is you. Only you can choose or determine the eternal destination for your soul. You may, if you wish, choose heaven now. But if you think you can leave this matter for another time, the choice of eternity without God will have been chosen for you if you die right now. That is where you will go forevermore. If you do not die now, you are still walking towards eternity without God. Certainly you would prefer to go to heaven, and to be sure you will enjoy heaven, this is what you must do. Number one, you must recognize that you are a sinner. God says in his word, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23.
Amen.
Number two, you must recognize that you cannot go to heaven by your own efforts, on your own workings. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Number three, you must believe that only Jesus Christ can make you, you must believe that only Jesus Christ can take you to heaven. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus did not say that he was one of the ways like a lot of people are saying today. He said, I am the way, the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Man.
Number four, you must accept Jesus Christ as your only Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. Some may say, I am still young and I can leave this matter for later. I would like to say two things. Number one, you do not need to be old to be near eternity or near death. Mm-hmm. Number two, the prophets of the Bible say that Jesus will return again. And these
Amen.
Prophecies are being fulfilled in our days.
Amen.
How will your life be on that day, on the day of judgment, when he returns? Think about it, because the only way to reach this blessing is through Jesus. Jesus says in Revelation 22:7, he said, behold, I am coming quickly. He did not say he was coming quick. He said, I'm coming quickly. That means he's coming quicker than quick.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Quicker than quick. He said, behold, I am coming quickly. I want you to catch this. He said, behold, I am coming quickly. So you can't say, well, he's coming quick. It could be 4:30, maybe 4:45. It could be 5 o'clock. No, he said, I'm coming quickly. That means you don't know how, when he comes. He's coming so quick. Before
Amen.
You can wink your eye, before you can snap your finger, he's going to show up. People are saying, well, I've been hearing this for since I was a little boy. I'm 75 years old. I'm 80 years now. And they were saying he's coming. He's not yet here. Well, you ought to be prepared because you don't
Amen.
Know when he's coming. He says, I'm
it's
coming
right.
quickly.
Come quickly.
Yes. If you decide not to choose heaven, know that you're walking towards eternity without God, under God's wrath.
Yes.
He who does not believe the Son, Jesus, the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36b. The Bible says in Acts 2:38 that you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You
Amen.
Must repent. There's no way around it. Hallelujah. You're not going to walk in there and say, well, you are ready and you haven't repented. You have to repent and you must believe what Jesus has done at Calvary, what
Amen.
He has done on the hill called Golgotha, on the hill called the skull. You must believe in all the works of Jesus in order to enter in. And then when you believe, now you have to walk in the instructions that he gave you. Paul
Amen.
Says it this way in the 2 Corinthians. You must work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. A lot
Amen.
Of people say, well, I just went to the church and I received the gift of salvation. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been going to all of these classes. But they're not walking. They're not walking out the salvation. They're not working it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I like what you said in the message. I'm going to talk about that too in a little bit. But glory to God. You have to get to this place where you are so convicted in your heart that you want to do what Jesus said. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, unto all that are far off, even
yes,
as many as the Lord our God shall call. He says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this entourage generation or from this crooked generation. Then
yes.
they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And faith came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Now you see what happened. They remained steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. After they believed Jesus in Jesus' name, after they were baptized, they didn't say, well, let me just go down to the club. They didn't say, let me go to the cookout. Let me just go to this place. They stayed together so they could hear the word of God. They continued in that place where they could hear the word of God that gave life to their soul, that gave them continue to encourage them to live, to abide in the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. And this is what we got to do. We got to always abide in that way. Get to where you can hear the word of God, where you can study the word, where you can learn, where you can grow, so you can become more and more obedient, like a plant that gets water every day. Hallelujah.
Amen,
now in John, in Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 10. Well, let's start at verse 9. He said, if we this day be examined of the good deeds done to this impudent man, by what means he is made whole? Peter asked a question. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you.
Amen.
Builders, which is become the head of the corner. Now Peter began to make them get convicted in their hearts of what they have done to Jesus at the cross.
Yes.
But we know that it all had to be done so that we can have access to the tree of life.
Amen.
All had to be done. Now he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Talking about the name Jesus.
It's like
Hallelujah,
that.
Glory to God. But the Bible
praise.
Says, the Bible says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men.
Mm-hmm.
They marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. See, when you're talking about the light, we still doing the prayer of salvation. Well, you're
Amen.
Talking about spiritual light. But when you have had an encounter with Jesus Christ, people will notice. They will know that you had an encounter because the light of God is upon you and in you and shine through you. Hallelujah. They can
Amen.
Tell that you are truly saved. Hallelujah. You're not putting on a facade. You're not just putting on a show. They know you are saved. You're living a life that identifies with salvation from God. Glory to God.
Amen. Now.
Let us look at this scripture in Mark chapter 16, the last book of Mark. We're still doing the prayer of salvation.
Amen, Mark.
I know some people are going to say, well, you're talking about baptizing in Jesus' name, but they say in Matthew 28 and 19, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but we'll take that down for you too. It says,
it's at Mark 28.
Mark 16. Mark only has 16 chapters. Mark chapter 16. I mentioned Matthew 28, but we'll go there in a second. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Stuart, he has this in his heart because I heard him recite this before. He knows this by heart. I haven't got it yet. I had it. I run it through. Say, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean everybody. 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 Don't disregard anybody. Don't ostracize anybody. Everybody must hear the gospel.
Amen.
He says, he that believeth and is baptized. See, it's not only believing in Jesus' name. You got to be baptized in his
That's
name.
Right, yeah, right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Not say I believe in Jesus. You have to be baptized. Baptized
right.
for you. You're making an open proclamation that you are saved, that you receive Jesus as Lord. This is what you're saying when you go down in the water. Yes, I belong to Christ. He died for me. So I'm going down the water and I want witnesses. That's why you invite people to your baptism, because you want people to witness that this open declaration that you are doing right now, going down in the water,
I accepted Jesus as the one who died for you. I'm going down. I'm saying, I'm declaring, I'm dying. I'm dying to sin. I'm dying to this world. In the word,
mm-hmm.
he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. You're already
mm-hmm.
condemned. And
mm-hmm.
says, look, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, in Jesus' name. Okay, not the apostle name, not the apostle name, not the bishop, not the pope, but in Jesus' name. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
Mm-hmm.
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. See, this is when you're truly, completely sold out to Christ Jesus. This
mm-hmm.
is not a game playing thing. When you give your life completely, the light of God will shine through you. The healing balm of Gilead will come through you. I sent apostle a thing yesterday that a pastor from Philadelphia sent me. It's such a powerful, powerful testimony. And I'm going to play it on the Blog Talk Radio. Really. This is true story. And this man was called, this pastor, apostle, whatever. You see, he's part of the, I didn't get his name. He's part of the apostolic team. And he says he's in Australia. He was in Australia. He said he had a massive heart attack. I'll talk to you in a minute about it. Here in
mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Then we'll go back to Acts 2 and 38. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, not some of the nations. He said, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, singular, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, in the name. See, now when he say this, he is saying something that you don't hear with your natural ears. You're talking about spiritual light.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that scripture, you're hearing it in natural, but you must hear it with spiritual ears. If you hear it in the natural ears, you're going to think Jesus saying, baptize them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But no, he said, in the name of the Father. See, you got to get it. You see, in
mm-hmm.
the name of, see, that this is where you must get the interpretation of what he's saying. In the name of the Father, see, what's the name of the Father? Jesus. In the name of the Son, what's the name of the Son? Jesus. What's the name of the Holy Ghost? Jesus. See, now you go back here to Acts 2 and 38. He says here in Acts, you know the scripture, Acts 2 and 38, clarify that scripture. He says, then Peter said unto them,
mm-hmm.
repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The name
mm-hmm.
of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy
yeah.
Ghost is Jesus
Amen.
Christ. That's the only
Amen.
Way they baptize. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. The Bible
Amen.
Says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:6. The Bible says, for God send not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. The Bible said that the men love darkness rather than light. That's the B section of that verse. Rather than light, because their deeds were evil. That's John 3:19b. That's the B part of the verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here we go in. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11 says, that if you confess with your mouth, Lord, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And the scripture says, whosoever believe in him shall not put to shame. Whoever believe in him will not be put to shame. So if you believe in him, what you have is real, is true. It doesn't matter what nobody say to you or say about you, they can't put you to shame because you're walking in truth. You are speaking
Amen.
Truth. You're living truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This light that you talk about, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I give you an opportunity right now. Doesn't matter what country you're in, what continent you are in, doesn't matter what sin you have committed, you may even be in jail and listening to this program over the internet. because I know they have computers in the jail now. People can use a computer in this. You may be listening on your computer, the computer in the jail. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to give you this opportunity. Hallelujah. To confess him as Lord and Savior. But you must repent.
Amen.
You must repent for whatever sin that you have committed. The only one you will not be forgiven for is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. If you are there committing, serving time for murder, stealing, rape, sodomy, whatever the crime you are in there for, if you repent of this sin, Jesus is willing, able, and available to forgive you right now, this very moment. This very moment. And you will become a son or daughter of the Most High God right now, this very same minute. So if you have been sinning, living a life of sin, you have committed all types of crimes except blaspheming the Holy Ghost, come to Jesus this morning just as you are. His blood is still fresh. It's still pure. It's still holy. It's still powerful enough to wash you and make you clean, make you whole, restore you to your rightful position in him. His blood is able to do all of that right now. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I have heard the word today, and I realize that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I have lived my life in sin, doing whatever I choose to do, whenever, however, and wherever. But today, Lord Jesus, I am denouncing Satan.
Yes, Lord.
And all of his agents and this world system.
Jesus.
I come to you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, as I am.
Yes,
a sinner in need of a Savior. I repent of my sin right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
before man and God.
Lord.
I believe in all I believe of the working of the cross, all that you have done on the cross, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11. And Jesus, I'm opening the door to my heart, inviting you to come in, to take control of my heart, my soul, my life.
Yes, Lord.
Wash me in your blood this morning, Jesus, even as I go down on my knees before the cross. I see the cross spiritually before me even right now, Lord Jesus.
My Lord.
I bow at the foot of the cross. And I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus, from all unrighteousness, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9.
Yes, Lord.
I confess my sins to you, Lord. You know all my sins even before I open my mouth to tell you, Lord.
Amen.
I ask you, Lord, to make me whole today. Wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse me. And draw me to you by your spirit.
Oh, God.
Father, I accept your son Jesus now.
Yes.
As my Lord, my Savior, and my soon coming King.
Yes,
fill me
Lord.
With the Holy Ghost according to Acts 2 and 38. And I will be filled. Heal me and I will be healed. Deliver me and I will be delivered. I thank you this morning for saving me and setting my heart free from sin. I'm determined to live for you from this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, if you just said that prayer and you believe what you said according to the word of God, you have just received the gift of salvation.
Amen.
Our recommendation according to what God told me back in 2010 is that you get a Bible of your choice. I'm not picking up one for you. You choose one of your choice.
Amen.
And begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts. So you'll have a gospel understanding of this Jesus Christ, these apostles that we preach and teach about. Jesus preaches, the apostles preach the same thing that Jesus preached. They preach about the kingdom. begin to study the Word of God.
Yes,
and when you open the Word, invite the Holy Spirit. He's inside your belly. Invite him to talk to you, to instruct you. He'll tell you what you don't know, what you need to know.
Amen.
I've been doing this for many, many years, and I still call upon him when I open the book. I still call upon him because I don't know everything. I know some things. I know more than I knew when I first started, but I don't know everything.
Yes,
so I call upon him, and he give me insight to what he, what the Word is saying. He explained the Word to me, and it really blows my mind. So call upon him and allow him to lead you.
Yes,
allow him to lead you. Before you go any place, ask him like I do. Ask him if you should go, should do. Before you do anything, ask him for instruction. Let him become your instructor. Let him become your teacher, your guide. The woman was talking about this morning. Let him become the light to your path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't go. I love to make money because when I make money, I'm able to bless people. Okay? I'm able to bless people. I'm able to take care, help my family. But if God said don't go, I don't care what they want to pay me out there to do a job. I don't go.
Amen.
And my wife will tell you, I do not go. I call the customer and says, I'm not led to come to do the job today. And they said, what's up? I said, I'm not led to come. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you the next day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you have to be led and allow the Spirit. A lot of people say they want to do this and want God to lead them. But when God says don't do something, they still going to do what they want to do because they want to do what their flesh say. God said don't go. God said don't hang with that man. Don't hang with that woman. You're still going to go. Then you get in trouble. You didn't want to. Why the Lord let you go? He done told you don't go. He done say don't go. Don't do that. Don't eat that. Don't drink that. You know, the Lord told me before, and I went back eating bread. And that bread almost killed me. You hear what I'm saying? I went back eating bread, and what that bread did is jump up my blood pressure. My blood pressure and everything went up. Sugar went up. Everything went up because the bread, when they eat that white bread, it turns into sugar. Instantly.
Right.
So I don't use sugar. I use this and this, that. But when you're eating bread, it turns instant to sugar. Man, my blood pressure went up so high. My God, and the Lord had to reassure me. I stopped drinking soda. And my wife, she liked to buy a lot of sodas because when my granddaughter said she loved Mountain Dew and ginger ale and all these sodas. And one of the worst ones, all them bad for one, the worst one for you is that diet soda. It's the worst thing you could ever put in your body. It's the worst thing. It has a lot of chemicals in it. They said, well, I'm going to drink a diet soda. A lot of chemicals in that soda. And I begged my wife to stop. I begged my wife, she always said, well, if you do things in moderation, she tells me this stuff. I said, honey, nothing but moderation. It's going to build up in your system, and it will take your life. I went back drinking soda. Let me tell you something. That soda had my blood pressure and everything dropping off the scale. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 80. I don't drink soda. Right now we got 2 6-pack in the fridge. I asked my wife, I said, why didn't you let my granddaughter take them to school with her? Because I'm not going to drink them. She told me, she said, well, somebody's phone is hanging up. Here, giving some trouble here. Somebody's phone giving some trouble here. I don't know if phone giving trouble here. Let me see this. Yeah, praise the Lord. That was Apostle's phone. Her phone was seen, so I got to hang up. Call back. So you received the gift of salvation. You received the Holy Ghost. Now study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and the book of Acts so you can get a gospel understanding of the apostles and our Savior that we preach about and teach about every day. And then before you get baptized, invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, and even your enemies. Somebody say, why your enemies? You want them to know. Know that you're no longer walking, you're no longer talking, you're no longer socializing with the world system anymore. That's why you invite your enemy. And once you get baptized, you come up out that water, find a church that is teaching and preaching the gospel, because everybody's not preaching the gospel. Some of these churches, you say, well, I'm going to that church because they got so many members, or they got a good choir over there. I love the praise team over there. And listen, you're going there, you're not hearing anything to make you live. That what you get in going to make you excited, and it just pulling you close to hell because you're not preaching the truth that's going to convict your spirit to live holy. Find a church that's preaching holiness. It may not be a big church with 2,000-3,000 people. It may only have 40 people. It may only have 30 people, 20 people. That's the church you want to be in. You want to join that church. You want to become a part of that body of believers because why? They're preaching the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's where you're going to go. All right. Don't jump in a church because you see they got 15,000 people and they got a good choir. They got a good praise team, and man, you go in there, the music is up. That's going to take you to hell. They're not preaching none to keep you safe. Get into a church that's a holiness church. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when a friend of mine, associate, we used to get hired to get in the world, and he served about 12 or 13 years. I got another one that served 22 or 23 years. And when they come out of prison, I was saved. I was baptized. I was an elder in the church as a minister. And they called me because they want to get together again to go to the dope house. And I said, man, I don't do that anymore. I'm a minister. They said, what? They couldn't believe. I said, no, I'm a minister. I don't do that anymore. Well, guess what? They haven't called me back since that one time. Why? This is why you invite your witness, the enemy. Let them come and see. The one you used to call, they were enemy of your soul. Not necessarily a physical enemy, but there was enemy of your soul. Have you smoking? Have you womanizing? Have you doing homosexual acts and lesbian sex acts and fornicating and adultery? Those are enemy of your soul. Let them see you going down that water, and they're going to believe for real that you have given your life to Christ. And then you begin to walk. This is what the woman of God was talking about, walking in the light, spiritual light. Then your light will begin to shine, and men will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So I thank you so much. Thank all those that believe, receive the gift of salvation today, and those that will receive at a later date. I am going to give you a couple points that I got here from the message that I wrote, and then I'm opening the line, and I'm putting my two pennies quick, and I tell you, Apostle, that was a blessed word I tell. And what I wrote down here is, when Jesus saved me, he gave his life openly for me to experience his light. So why should I or we hide the light, keeping it in secret? And I like that top where you said, that's the way I wrote it down. You know, when Jesus saved us, he didn't do it in secret.
Nope.
He was on a cross on a hill. The whole world could see him.
Amen.
They could see the hole in his side, the nails in his feet, the nails in his hand, the crown of thorns on his head, the blood running down his face, off his back, all his leg. They could see everything openly. Why now are we saved? We don't want to tell nobody. We're walking around like a secret agent for the Lord. He don't need no secret agents. He want open agents. Agents
Amen.
Who going to testify, who going to glorify him. I'm saved.
Mm-hmm.
You tell in the back, in the house, you tell everybody in your house know you're saved, but nobody outside know you're saved. You're not a secret agent.
Amen.
He want open agent. I says, when you're carrying the light of God in you, it will make a difference wherever you go.
Amen.
When you're carrying
now.
The light. You
That's
know, if
right.
you go into even some of the family members, they know you're saved.
That's right now.
They may not know about the light, but they know you're saved. And they'll be
right.
acting up a fool, maybe smoking that ganja, smoking and drinking that corn liquor. And the moment you walk in the door, all conversation ceases.
That's the truth.
All whatever they were talking about is stopping, just like you press a button. Why? Because it's
that's
the light.
Right.
It's the light that's in your life. If you live in the light is not to hole in the corner. Hallelujah. He says, some folk will be excited. I wrote this down. I wrote this way. Some would get excited a little about for a little while about the light.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited. And the Bible talks about them with the sowing of the seed. You know, and this is pretty much close to that. They get excited when they first receive Jesus. They first receive, get a taste of the light. But then they will leave the light and go back into darkness. The darkness of the world, which is sin, when things mm-hmm. isn't going right for them. They can't stand to go through not able to do this, not able to do that. They're excited when they first got saved and got baptized. And they say, well, you know, I lost my job, or I'm not getting as much hours as I used to get before on the job. I was doing much better when in the world I was able to sling some dope, able to do this and do that. They go right mm-hmm. back into doing what they were doing because they didn't truly bear witness of the light.
My
they were excited about the light for the first time. See, they go right back into darkness. The darkness represents sin. If we truly have the Spirit of God in us, or if you have the light of God, our lifestyle will testify for us.
Amen.
You don't have to do anything. If we truly have the light of God in us, people can tell. You don't got to go back, oh, man, see, I got the Bible. I know the Bible. You don't have to do none of that. You don't have to walk around with the Bible on if your arm. You don't have to, every minute you see people, Jesus, the moment they see you, if you're carrying the light illuminates. What the light does is the light penetrate darkness. The light penetrates sin. So when you show up, sin is going to back up off of you. Sin is not coming to you, not if you truly have the light.
Amen. Now.
You see, when we truly have the light, we walk as light bearers. We walk as light bearers.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel? They were light bearers.
Yeah.
The king knew that they were light bearers. How he know? Because they would not submit to the king's foolishness.
Amen now.
See, when you have the light of God, you're not. When we have the light of God, we're not going to submit to foolishness.
Amen
quick
now.
Quick to lie. Quick to cut somebody out. I like that analogy you use about in the line. And I remember when I was early first got saved, my light was tested. I was going someplace, and I think it was at the grocery store. And the same thing you said, somebody cut me off, cut in front of me at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I couldn't say nothing. Another time I had a testing too, and this time I did something. I was on the road, and I share you all with that. I had another car. I had a Navigator, I think, or something, my first Lincoln, first Cadillac. And a lady cut me off with an Expedition something. Cut me off sharp, almost make me run into the back of her and stop.
Mm-mm.
And when the light changed, I hit on the accelerator. My truck was a 5.7 liters. I mean, heavy, pretty powerful engines, 400 and something horsepower. And I went ahead of her so fast, cut her off. And she come up next to me. Apostle, let me tell you something. This message brought it back to me. And she come up next to me. She wind her window down. I thought she was going to tell me she was sorry for cutting me off so sharply. You know, the back of my car, I had a banner, a sticker, silver sticker on the back that said clergy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you could, three car lengths back, you could see that clergy was so bright. And she come up next to me. Remember that woman cut me off and almost built me across my car? But my car has clergy, which means that I am carrying the light of God. I'm a man under the cloth, as it says.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman tells me, she says, sure, I can't believe you driving like that, acting like that, and you have clergy on the back of your car. You're supposed to be a minister.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said to me. I tell you, even though she was the one who cut me off first, it didn't matter. I ought to recognize that I was a servant of God. I'm carrying the light.
Amen.
I tell you, Apostle, if I could have hid underneath the seat, I would have gone underneath the seat. If I could have made myself like a fly and disappear, I would have done it.
I know.
Just when you carrying the light, you got to always remember at all times that doesn't matter what nobody's doing.
That's
doesn't matter
true.
What anyone is doing. You got to remember you carrying the light.
Carrying
the light, what's going to lead them people out of darkness?
That's
somebody come and say, that's what Jesus said, to slap you on the right cheek, get in the left cheek. If to take your coat, get in your cloak. Hallelujah. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because the light must lead them out of darkness. Somebody come and cuss your real body. Say, brother, I love you so much. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. They're going to be so hurt to know how they cuss you out and doing stuff. And they want to know how I can cuss her out, cuss him out. He's still telling me he loved me and God loved me. That's
Amen.
The light illuminates your path. So you don't no longer have to walk back in darkness. That's what the light of God does.
It's
illuminate. He says, it's a lamp onto my feet and a light onto my path. That light, illuminate your path so you don't have to walk back into evil, into sin. Into sin. Somebody calling me on the internet. I can't call. I can't answer that right now. I can't answer that right now. Decline. I can't answer it right now. Says, let me close this here and I'll get back to her.
Okay.
The Spirit of God allows us to hear the voice of the Sovereign Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Spirit of the God, the light. The light that's in us is the Spirit of God. It allows us to hear the voice of the Sovereign Lord and to follow his commands. See, when you know that you know that you know that you have the light of God shining on the inside of you, you hear God. Some people say, I don't know how to say people say, seeing all the time they hear God. Pete's calling me again from North Carolina. I'm not answering that phone right now. No. They say they you hear God. They say they hear God, but they don't. They're wondering why you hear God. When you hear God, you understand and you walk according to his commands because he's inside of you. You have the light of God. The light, your light will be tested to see what kind of light you have. Understand? In the grocery store, at the doctor's office, at the gas station, wherever you go, your light will be tested.
Amen.
How you respond will make the difference to the person that's coming to you.
That's true.
Will make all the difference. Because the same person that's harassing you as a child of God is the same person that would say, well, I thought she was saved. Even though they're harassing you, when you respond in a negative way, that's their response. I thought he was saved. I don't know, saved people act like that. They forget that they mess you up. But you got to understand that who you are, even though they mess you up, they scratch your car, they cut your tire, they let your tire, you got to respond as a child of God. I'm going to give them that tire. They cut that tire, but God going to give me another tire. They scratch up my Cadillac. Scratch it up. I call the police. Before I would take up a gun, I would take up a sword, a baseball bat, and look for the people. I call the police, and the police come and say, they're marking gang signs on my car. I said, well, I told the police, even when I was in the world acting a fool, I never was part of a gang. And God gave me another Cadillac. So, you know, don't act like them. Let me give you the last 2 points, and then I'm going to open the line. Because I say, Evangelist of the California is on the line with us. If we're truly saved and baptized in Jesus' name, we should have the light of God. And the light of God will cause us to walk according to his instructions.
Amen.
If we are truly baptized and saved and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God is in us to illuminate the darkness of sin, that the children of God wouldn't walk into sin. That's what the light is. Thank you so much, Apostle. The line is now open for anyone that wants to come in and respond. The line is open. The line is open.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Millie. God bless you. Beautiful word today. We just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I did enjoy the word on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. But what I also wanted to say, Apostle, was that have you heard anything from Apostle Washington on when she might be able to read the word?
She'll be ready either tomorrow or Thursday. She'll be ready, but not
Thursday.
They're at the doctor today.
Tomorrow? I'll go ahead on and take Thursday. Since I hadn't really
Thursday.
Heard anything, yeah, I'll take Thursday.
Thursday's good. Thursday then. I'll tell her.
Okay, good. I'll take Thursday. Now, I talk with Pastor Joyce now on next week. I don't know who you have set up for next week, but I was also thinking about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, if you don't have the schedule set up yet. But let me get back with Pastor Joyce to let you know for sure on that, because I had a series that I could have taught on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But you might have people that's already, you know, set for those days to minister. And so, you know, and I understand, no problem, you know, because, like I say, I do have my own, conference line, prayer line, where I come on and teach on Tuesday nights and, of course, at church, as well. But would have took the time, if Pastor Joyce would have the time, and this is something that I wouldn't be able to get anyone on the line to read, because this is a series that we do that I would have her to read, because I don't know, I don't think you all have that material in order to read. So, you have to have the material to read from the material, because the material goes along with the Bible, you know, and you'd have to have the material in order to be the reader. Once I complete that across the line, if I do that, then I'll send it out. I'll send it out, and after those 4 days, I'll send it out. And so that it could be different ones who might want to study it for themselves, after we teach it. That's the way we do. After we teach it, then we pass out the material that we've taught from. But we like to teach it first. So I don't know if you have your people for next week set up yet, Apostle, you know. Do you have
we got a we got Apostle Million, Apostle Washington, they'll be in. I'll have to know what days that they come in, you know, because we know they're gonna be teaching next week regardless, you know. But we'll try to figure out something.
The reason why I say it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because this series, you know, is done back to back, you know. Because in other words, if you teach it Tuesday, I got a class for Monday. But if you teach it Tuesday, what happens is if you teach it Tuesday and you don't come back till Thursday, you know what I'm saying? They have a tendency to miss the spirit of it. You know what I mean? So when you teach it back to back, you know, it's easy for people to remember, okay, what came forth on yesterday. And then what you do, you pick up off what you did the day before, and then remember, okay, this is what he was teaching on the day before. Then you come back again, you know, just like you do, like you would come on and do a so many part series. Well, this the way that this is done is back to back. You know, it's not like you do it Tuesday and then you come back another day Friday, or you do it this Tuesday, come back next Tuesday. Well, you know, it's not to be taught like that. You know, it's taught, you know, like 4 days in a row. It's actually a 2-day Bible study, but it takes me about 4 days to teach it because, you know, I take my time with it. You know what I'm saying? So you could do it.
We'll get back to you with it. Let me talk to Apostle Washington and Apostle Jefferson.
I understand, you know, because I know people already have their days already set, and some people they're not going to give me.
You can plan for Thursday this week. You and Apostle Washington
I'll take Thursday this week.
Yeah, she'll come on Friday and Saturday this week. You'll hit Thursday, and we have Evangelist Lula's coming on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I believe, Apostle Washington may come tomorrow, because, like I said, I'm not going to minister at all this week, as the Lord has given me instructions. So I'm just studying. I'm studying, though. I'm deep in my word. You know, I've been up last night, all night last night studying. because this is what I do. When the Lord picked me off like that, I just go into the Word even deeper, you know, to get more. You know, because I don't have to say a word to get what he's saying. I just got to be with him.
You spend that time with him, Apostle. When you spend that time with him, he'll deposit, which you already know, that he'll deposit on the inside of you whatever he wants to place on the inside of you. So when he want to draw it out, you know what I'm saying, he'll draw it out and give to the people. He calls you to kind of just basically go into a study a while and let others go forward, you know, while you tank up, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you're doing. You're tanking up. And then you'll be able to come forward even more powerful. That's right.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Well, the line is open. Line is open. Anybody want to encourage this woman of God? Come on in. Evangelist, come on in. Encourage her.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Evangelist Lila.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all, this morning. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word that was brought this morning. Amen. And I agree with you when you're talking about letting your light shine so men, women, boys, and girls can see your Father in heaven, that he is a good God. He's a loving God. As the song say, may the life I live speak for me.
Amen.
Some people don't read the word, but they read our lives.
Yes, right.
We're written epistles read of men. First thing when they see you make a mistake, thought you said you were saved.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you all the way, because that's the word of God in telling us this morning. Amen, amen. You know that the Super Bowl had many, 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 many advertisements yesterday. And they, I'm so glad they brought out about Jesus. They had some Jesus commercials in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was showing love. It was showing love for one another. Well, it wasn't so much that I was looking at the sinner man to show love. I was looking at my brothers and sisters in the Lord to show more love, show Jesus in their lives.
Amen.
Show Jesus. Let their light shine so bright that the people the world can see that there is a difference between God's people and the enemy's people. Amen. I just thank God. I enjoyed that, and I'm so blessed to be able to tune in this morning, because, amen, my hands are so full. Amen, amen. Showing the love of Jesus toward others, and naturally so also. So I thank God that I was able to be blessed by his word this morning, coming from Apostle Minnie. God bless you. God
thank
bless
you.
Be strong in the Lord even the more, and the power of his might. God bless you. And God bless everyone on the prayer line. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Minnie, for those words of encouragement.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. I yield back to you. And also, I want to ask prayers for me that God will give me strength even more. Amen. Going through with my grandson. Amen. So I'm praying. He's working. Thank God for that. But he needs his own apartment now. He's a grown man. And every grown person needs their own. They need their own dwelling place.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm soliciting the prayers of the saints.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
For God to bless him. He put in for many places. Amen. They just need to call him today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But I am going to church and agree by faith with you, sister, because mm-hmm. God knows all about the situation. I'm laughing. Yeah. I laugh a little bit because I'm dealing with that too, okay? I understand that.
I agree with you too, sister.
And when God speaks our needs and we tell him about it, he's going to fix it. But what I'm going to ask my Father right now in Jesus' name,
mm-hmm.
every place he has placed his application in, I'm asking mm-hmm. God to move quick and in a hurry.
Amen.
And open that door for him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
the Lord
you.
Knows. He knows
yeah.
what you need. He knows what you need. And he knows how the enemy will come and say or do anything to what we use to turn, get on my nerves, but really it's back in your spirit. And God knows all about that. And we just asking God in Jesus' name to just move quick in a hurry for you.
And also,
God, that God will touch that heart of his, and God will bring a change in his life. You know, I know he got to be willing, even when the Lord start to, you know, minister to people, you know. And some of the time, you know, they just try to ignore God. But I'm asking God to, just like you get a, I heard people say when they go fishing and when they got a good hook and catch that fish in the mouth, I don't care how the fish wiggle. He said that most hallelujah. He won't be able to rip off of that line. So I'm asking God to get a hold of him that he can't shake her loose. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I have to say yes to you, Lord. Yes to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Put that hook in his mouth.
Yes.
Do it for God.
Yes.
Do it.
Do it. Do it, God.
Yes. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Bless Apostle Manny, Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless in our home.
Lord,
Bless the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Bless the Lord. Bring on out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take that grandson, God. Touch whoever that's on our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her possible minute today, God. Strengthen her where she may be weak in any area of her life, Lord. Build up where she may be torn down in any area of her life, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
And just continue to raise on up higher and higher in you, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
She wants to continue to minister to your people, God.
Hallelujah,
God. Strengthen her even today, God. Encourage her on today, God.
Thank
in the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless her going in and coming out, dear Master.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Hold
her up even a more, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Bless what our hearts desire, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you.
Keep in your love and care, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, God.
Thank
dispatch
you.
Your angels about it today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And give her favor, God. Everywhere she go today, God. Favor, God. Favor, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God bless her, God. Bless in her home, God. Let peace abide in her home, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Peace, God. Peace be still in that home, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless her. Bless her today, God. Bless her. Bless her today, God. Restore, God. Refinish, God. Refresh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, on today, God. I touch and agree with her, God. On a prayer request,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Each one of them, God. Even
yes,
one
Lord.
Of them, God. Every one of them, God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you. We give you glory.
Yes,
we give you honor.
Jesus.
We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Let me show you something.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a man from Australia. I know if he's an apostle or if he's a pastor, but I know he's a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. He died. I think in January. He died. He died for 45 minutes. He had a massive heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that in America they'll electric shock you 3 times if you get a heart attack and you go out to bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, they'll shock you 4 times. After 4 times, they'll say you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but they shot him 10 times.
My God.
He said, 10 times they shot him with electric paddles, but his heart didn't restart. So they wrote him off as dead for after 45 minutes. They put him in the van.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking him to the mortician office at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to the hospital, Jesus showed up in the ambulance.
My Lord.
Listen to me. Jesus showed up in the ambulance and completely refurbished his heart.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus gave him a new heart.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
And change, listen to me, and change his DNA.
All right, now. All right.
He said the blood in his feet and his hands was collaborated, I think. I can't pronounce the word. Collaborated, which means the blood is clogging up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clogging up when it's... You know, when you're dead, your blood's all clotted up all over your body.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was turned.
Mm-mm-mm.
Doctors could not understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they did a test to check his DNA.
Mm-hmm.
After he came alive after 45 minutes. You know he's totally dead. His body is completely cold. His fingers are stiff and feet, toes, everything's stiff.
Mm-hmm.
He said when Jesus brought him back, they did a DNA test, and the doctors told him. I got it on my page. A pastor from Philadelphia sent it to me yesterday. I sent it to Pastor Washer. I told her this morning, I said, you haven't listened to it. So I guess she listened. She sent me a message, said, thank you, amen. Let me tell you something. The doctors say that even his DNA has changed.
All right.
So he got to speak before the UN Council.
Oh.
Where all these nations come. And they think he was going to preach a word. He had a Bible and stuff there with him. They think he was going to preach a word. All of these big presidents and ministers and stuff from all the different countries were there. At the UN, that's the UN, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he is before the UN, and he began talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I have no right to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he started talking about how he had this massive heart attack and how he was dead for 45 minutes. And he shared the whole testimony. I said, my God.
I believe that.
This is the most awesome thing I've ever heard in my life.
Mm.
And he says, he told him, you could have dropped a pin in that place. I mean, if you let tell apostle send it to you. If she sent it to your phone. And I sent it to her through Messenger and to a lot of people. And you could at the UN, you know, where the presidents go to make all the different countries come and talk about what they want to do and all this stuff. So you could drop a pin in that place, and you would have heard the pin drop and hit the carpet. Nobody was talking. Nobody was saying. And after he shared his testimony, what Jesus did for him, he closed the book,
And he tore the people by.
That's all right. That's all right.
He said they're coming to talk about what the world needs. He said, but what the world needs. He said, the world is so full of sin. The world needs a Savior.
Amen.
He said, the world needs Jesus.
No.
And he began to tell him. I said, wow, this is so powerful. He said, what the world needs is a Savior. They want me to come and preach. He said, I just want to tell you my testimony. Let me just tell you my testimony. I should have been dead. I have no right to be here today. And he says how he was dead for 45 minutes. And they got proof. It's all recorded. Everything is recorded. Everybody recorded.
I believe that.
This is nothing that nobody conjure up. He says, all recorded. You know, doctors are messed up. They can't believe what they've seen because they've seen it. They did all kind of tests on them, you know, because they want to rebuttal Jesus, the power of God. See, the power of God is so real. When it comes before your eyes, you can't believe it. You know, when Pharaoh saw that stuff that Moses was doing, Pharaoh bring his magicians.
Because
he thought he could do the same thing that God does. But then God turned up the heat on Pharaoh and start doing things that Pharaoh magicians can do. You see what happened. And he made a snake. Pharaoh's magicians make snakes too. And then what God's snake does? God's snake eat a Pharaoh's snake. God's snakes eat up Pharaoh's snakes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that man, Apostle, I wish I could send it to you. Man, that man was in the ambulance. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And the man is in the ambulance to take him. He's telling you what people tell him because he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They put him in the ambulance. He was dead for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they shot him. He said that's what the doctors tell him. He don't know. They told him that they shot him 10. Gave him an electric shock the past 10 times. And he says, in America, they only hit you 3 times. After 3 times, they say, well, what hour? They look at the clock and they tell what time that person died. He said, Australia, they hit you 4 times. He said, they hit you 1 more time than America.
Try to bring you back.
He said they hit him 10 times. Couldn't understand, but they hit him. They said they told him they hit him 10 times. And after that, the people was tired. They give up and say he's dead. He's a man of God. He belongs to the apostolic set. He said, I came up the apostolic part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but while he was going down, he's seen this now. God wake him up from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw, he said, I saw Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see his face, but he saw Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it was Jesus. He said, and he gave him a new heart.
Amen.
And he changed his DNA. Because the doctors look at his heart, and it was not the same heart. They check his DNA, and he didn't have the same DNA. His DNA completely changed.
Yes,
Jesus is, and all of them presidents, from Africa, from India, China, or Japan, all them presidents from all over the world was at the UN, and they expect this great man, because he's a powerful man. I didn't get his name though, so I send the pastor, I tell the pastor, I said, get the name of that man and tell him and send it to me. He said they were looking that he was coming preach, because they always have some kind of pastor coming in prayer at the UN. You know, and they expect he was coming and pray and preach a word. But that man opened his book. He said, look, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I was counted dead for 45 minutes. And it's all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
He says, all recorded in Australia Medical Hospital. He said, they counted me up dead for 45 minutes.
Amen. Huh? I wonder do they have
Newsmax. I wonder, do they have that on Newsmax?
I don't know, but I know a pastor from Philadelphia sent it to me. She sent it to me on Messenger. Okay. And I listened to it last night. I said, Lord, gee, I sent it to everybody that I could send it to. Because, you know, when you stuff like that, you want to share with other people, let them give them hope.
Mm-hmm.
Give them hope. The world that we're living in right now is so full of destruction, of evil. You know, everywhere you turn, you know, from the White House to the outhouse, wherever you turn, there's evil. So to hear of good news about God touching somebody in the midst of death and bringing him back, he says, coagulated. I think that's what he said. The blood was coagulated. He said the doctors told him that the blood has clogged up. You know, that's when the blood clotted up all over the body. Because if the life is in the blood. And when the life is in the blood cannot flow freely. The blood is going to clot up. It's just like if you get a cut and the blood goes on the ground, it coagulated. However to pronounce the word, but my closest word to that thing is that it clouds up. It clouded up on the ground. It can't run. It don't run. It can't run free because it has no life in it.
Amen.
So that's what happened to him. But when Jesus touched him, I thought about the woman with the issue of blood when I was reading, was listening to that I said, my God, can you imagine the Savior coming touching you? And changing your everything in your body is changed. My God.
The blood of Jesus.
And I would truly like to experience that. Even when you see him there stand behind that podium, you could see the glory all over him.
Yes.
But those presidents was expecting he was what really messed me up though is that they were looking at him like he was gonna come and preach a sermon. And the first thing he started was telling me, he said, let me tell you, the world is full of evil.
Yeah.
And the world is full of sin.
Yes, it is.
And he said, what the world needs is Jesus.
That's right.
He said, I have no right to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, he said, I was dead for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they electrocute my body, short my body for 10 times to try to jump start my heart, but my heart just wouldn't start up. This is what they told me, he told them. He said, it took me away in the ambulance to take me down to the coroner's office. But now when you go down to the coroner thing, they're going to cut you open and look at your heart, and they're going to look at your liver, look at your kidneys, all that stuff. That's what the mortician does. He look and see the coroner. Doctor, look and see what caused your heart to erupt like that. Check your liver, your kidneys, all that kind of stuff. He said, well, why he was in the hospital, Jesus, why he was in the van, the ambulance, the Jesus showed up. Doctor Jesus showed up. Gave him a new heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Changed his blood. New blood. Yeah. New blood.
New blood.
New DNA. Yeah. Everything. I said, my God, my God, my God. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Let me get this other computer here. Let me show you something. I want you to hear this thing. This thing is so powerful. Oh God.
Yes.
I tell you. God is so awesome, man. No one compares to him. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Trust him, yeah? I tell you, he's so powerful.
Yes.
He is so powerful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to
this. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yes. God is.
Yes, yes
God
he is.
God is mighty.
Yes.
He's a mighty God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Some of those people that were standing around, even in the ambulance, and seen the man, you know, started coming back around, they all made changed their life, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the friend,
yep.
it was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And in the men mm-hmm. that, you know, when he went to the place he was telling us about, and they were looking for him to preach, and he
mm-hmm.
shared his testimony, some of them already mm-hmm. repented too. Because when
mm-hmm.
God gives us a miracle, he gives us a miracle for somebody else to get a change.
Mm-hmm.
That you do, he give us a miracle. Because he ain't through with the work that, you know, he got into that individual. But when that individual started sharing what God done for them, because, you know, they need to get saved. People need to get saved.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that is a beautiful testimony.
It's awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
It is.
I mean, that thing's going all over the world. Because, you know, it's the
right.
UN.
Mm-hmm.
It's the United Nations. United Nations,
mm-hmm.
and he talking to United Nations. He telling them about Jesus.
Amen.
They want him to come and preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
Pray to him. He said, "Let me. I got to tell you, I had no right to be here. So let me just tell you."
Your Excellency,
listen to it. Listen to it.
Mr. Sam Kusia, President of the General Assembly. Your Excellency, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, Your Excellency Nasir Abdulaziz Al-Nasser, Representative of the Alliance of Nations. I want to thank the President of the General Assembly, Secretary General of the United Nations, and the High Representative for the Alliance of Civilization.
Somebody's phone is messing up. Mute your phone for a minute, because I want you to hear this.
We are looking at a miracle. By all medical expertise, I'm not supposed to be alive. On November 12, 2000, I fell dead from a massive heart attack in Sydney, Australia. I was clinically dead 45 minutes. They administered CPR, resuscitation, gave me 10 shock treatments to my heart. In the United States, 3 shock treatments stopped. In Australia, there were 4 shock treatments. Gave me 10 electric shock treatments to my heart. Blood had coagulated already in my hands, my arms, my feet, my legs. There was absolutely no hope for me at all. I was just a corpse. They took my body and put it on a stretcher, carried it to an ambulance. Paperwork had been finished, dead and able at the hospital. But in the ambulance, on the way to the hospital, when all that medical science knew to do, and with all that was at their disposal to administer, it did not work. But in the ambulance, just a corpse lying on that stretcher, Jesus stepped on board that ambulance, and my heart began to beat, and the breath came back. The driver was startled. The paramedic was startled. He told me later, he said, "I have never seen anyone recover from what has happened to you." This all happened November 12th, 2003. After several weeks in Australia, I returned to the United States to my home by myself because I was totally healed. In 2004, I went to a hospital in Jackson, Tennessee for just a major checkup. And they gave me a complete blood lipid profile, triglycerides, LDLs, HDLs, cholesterol, etc. In a couple of weeks, I went back for the results. And when I walked in, the doctor looked at me and he said, your results are absolutely excellent. We now can check the DNA in a person's body. We decided to check your DNA. He said, when we check your DNA, he said, when God raised you miraculously from the dead, he removed the APOE genetic marker for heart disease out of every cell in your body. He said, that is impossible.
Jeez.
It's impossible. He said, only God could do such a thing.
Amen.
He said, when God healed you and raised you up, he totally, miraculously healed you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I am grateful today, live, because we know, having been clinically dead for 45 minutes with no breath and no heartbeat, I asked the paramedic later, I said, Nigel, what happened when you shocked my heart? He said, it would beat 3 or 4 times and it would stop. We know that after 6 minutes or less, with no oxygen to the brain, there is irreparable brain damage.
Amen.
God has totally raised me from the dead. Finally, a doctor looked at me and he said, you have defied all the laws of medical science. I looked at him and I said, I didn't, but I know the one who did.
All right.
His name is Jesus. Ooh. I am an apostolic Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And my message here to you today is this. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 38, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The answer, Your Excellencies, to the violence in our day and to the human atrocities in our day is Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. I give you Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo! It's all right.
That was his message to the UN, the United Nations. He shared Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to hear. Hallelujah. This is what I was talking to you about. That thing is so powerful, man.
It is so powerful. Amen.
The dead for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus. Only Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Only Jesus.
You.
Better Deacon, mm-hmm. you want to come on in and pray? If you want to come mm-hmm. on in and pray, you can. Better Deacon?
Yeah.
Come on in. Oh, my God. Give God some glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He is worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
He's worthy.
He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you on this day, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you on this day, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Right now, Lord, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now to send the blessing, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up with everything that has been said on today, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up the word that has been spoken on today, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up the woman, God. Lord, she is your servant, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch the bless, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, you give them the word, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we just We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said when two or three are gathered, Lord, you in the midst, oh Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up this man of God. Lord, we continue to lift him up. Lord, continue to use the man of God, Heavenly Father. Lord, this is your church line, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's all about you, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's all about you and no one else but you, Heavenly Father. Lord, but we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just praise you and we honor you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray. Lord, your word mean more anything, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we need you more anything, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up his sons and children, niece, cousins, niece, uncle, and nephew, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift up Miss Nancy Callen, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, for her return back on yesterday, Heavenly Father, on Saturday evening, Heavenly Father, for her trip back safe, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to cover her, continue to keep her in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, she's covered by your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Bishop James Washington, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for him in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, oh Heavenly Father, that he'll come with good report, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray. Lord, you continue to work on me, use this man of God, Heavenly Father. Lord, but we thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father, continue to touch every organ, every muscle, every bone in his body. Lord, touch his eyes, touch his lips, Heavenly Father. Continue to crown him from his soul to his feet, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, continue to lift him up, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up his lovely wife, Apostle Linda Washington, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, continue to lift him up, lift up her family, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift up her son.
Yes, Lord.
Her sons and her daughter, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh Heavenly Father. We asking you right now, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, lift up Peter. Lord, lift up Dorian, Heavenly Father. We pray much for her daughter, Heavenly Father. Lift up Evangeline Smith, Heavenly Father, her husband, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we asking you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray much for her family, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift up her cousin, niece, uncle, and nephew, Heavenly Father. Lord, but we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Right now, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray sometimes when the world comes against you, sometimes when people turn their back on you, when sometimes they put their mouth on you and they talk about you, they put their mouth on you. They put their mouth on me, oh, Heavenly Father. Well, only you, Heavenly Father, can work that problem, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just clean the hands of you, Heavenly Father. Only you can work it out, Heavenly Father. Lord, there ain't nothing I can do, but Lord, only you can work it out, Heavenly Father. But Lord, I trust you more than anything, Heavenly Father. But Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, but I thank you, Heavenly Father. Even when you get lied, even when I get lied on, even when I get when you get laughed at behind your back, when they get themselves things about you, name of the Lord, the child of God, my only you, Heavenly Father, can fix that problem, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you, Heavenly Father. But Lord, I want to trust you more than anything, Heavenly Father. Lord, only you said I can do all things in Christ that strengthen. They strengthen me, Heavenly Father. You said it, Heavenly Father. In your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father. Not only what only man would do, man could fail. Man could fail us, but only you never leave us and you won't forsake us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we asking you right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift, strengthen her, Heavenly Father. Lift up Minister Vera, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her mother and her father, her sister and her brother, and Lord, lift up her husband. Lord, we pray much for their marriage, Heavenly Father. Lord, let her husband come to the United States, Heavenly Father, to be with his wife, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said a man not supposed to be alone, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her daughter as well, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray for Providence Jackie and her family, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Evangelist Lula and her family. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Apostle Millie Jefferson, Heavenly Father, and her sister as well, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray much for her sister, Heavenly Father. We bind up that breast cancer. We bind it over Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would do work healing over her life, Heavenly Father, over her sisters, Lord, her daughter, her son, and Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her family, Heavenly Father. Lift up her whole community, Heavenly Father, in North Port Alabama, Heavenly Father. Lord, look around in Georgia as well, Heavenly Father. Lord, look all around the Georgia, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask you to lift up Evangelist Brown, Pastor Willie Brown, Heavenly Father, their children, Heavenly Father, their niece and uncle and nephew, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Evangelist Tina Wilson, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to be on this call, Heavenly Father. Lord, I haven't heard her voice in a while, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we pray much for Evangelist Tina Wilson, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Sister Anna, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Providence Christina Nichols, Heavenly Father. And Lord, lift up Providence Cheryl, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her son, Minister Jones, Heavenly Father. Lord, that he traveled, grace and mercy, on the dangerous highway, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to strengthen him, Heavenly Father, as he traveled on his job, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for Vandy Leland and her family. Lord, look all around California, Heavenly Father. Lord, look all around in Southern California, North California, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to look all around Oakland, California, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray around Los Angeles, California, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, that's on a safe trip back, Heavenly Father. Lord, that those that are on the flight, Heavenly Father, trip back home, Heavenly Father. Lord, where you covering that they travel home safe here, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Apostle Stewart and Pastor George Stewart, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up their family, Heavenly Father. Lord, as they go, as they minister, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for much for his wife, Pastor George Stewart, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just praise you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up, continue to lift up their grandchildren, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift up in New Orleans, Louisiana, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Slido, Louisiana, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to look around Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to look around Mississippi, Louisiana. Look all around Arkansas, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray around Massachusetts, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Apostle Grant and her family, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Church and our family. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Evangelist Curtis, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Evangelist Hunter, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Heavenly Father for Mother Jones, Heavenly Father. And then Lord, we ask you to lift up Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Lord, she always faithful. Lord, she always faithful. When she always come through this call, church line, Heavenly Father. She come time to time, Heavenly Father. But Lord, continue to strengthen Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Because lift up her children, her grandchildren, her grandson, Heavenly Father. Lord, you always can work out anything, Heavenly Father. You always work out anything, Heavenly Father. But Lord, only by your will, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we praise you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we asking you right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just continue to lift them up, oh, Heavenly Father. And Lord, lift up Evangelist Sheila and her family. Lord, lift up her sister and her brother, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to give her more and more revelation knowledge, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift it up that those that come on this call and come and minister, Heavenly Father. Lord, only they are your servant, Heavenly Father. They always come with being obedient. They always do what they asked, told to do, Heavenly Father. Only you, Heavenly Father. Obedience means sacrifice, oh, Heavenly Father. You said obedience means sacrifice. And Lord, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray. You ask or ask not, Heavenly Father. Only you say in your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you to continue to lift up Bishop Glenda Coleman, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her daughter, Desiree, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Deacon Charles Taylor, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we lift up Brother Miller, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up every call on Bandit's ministry, Heavenly Father. Lord, we continue to lift them up, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift up Prophetess Queen of Taylor, Heavenly Father, out of Phoenix, Arizona, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up her family. And Lord, we pray and in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up her nephews and her sons and her daughter, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now to continue to lift up that ministry, Heavenly Father. Lord, you give her more and more revelation knowledge, Heavenly Father, that she would come and minister, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray for minister priest, Eve Priester, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up. We lift up Pastor Hedrick, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up those that ministry or call in the ministry, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch those that on the airways, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to look all around Turkey, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray all over with Heavenly Father. Lord, we continue to lift them up in the name of Heavenly Father. Lord, but we thank you and we praise you and we honor you and we thank you. We honor you and we thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let's all say, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you so
Hallelujah.
Much. Okay, Apostle Millie, you can pray and close us out.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you again for the opportunity, Lord, to just be online, hear each and everyone's voice that has spoken today. And we just ask that you bless us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the
yes.
words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you
all
so
right.
much, my sister. Have a blessed day. And we
Thank
pray that all goes well for Bishop today. He will get home safe. They will
yes.
get home safe, and we'll hear from them later. God bless
yes.
you all. Look forward to seeing you all on tomorrow. Thank you, Evangelist Leela, and thank you, Apostle Stewart and Bishop.
Yes.
Thank you, Deacon Fraser, for
yes.
prayer. And
yes.
Apostle, thank you for the word. Have a blessed day and be safe.
All
and
right.
attention to your surroundings. Okay, God bless. God bless.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
Bye-bye.